Slipping into darkness, Proverbs 7:4-5. Say to wisdom, you are my sister, and call insight your intimate friend to keep you from the forbidden woman, from the adulteress with her smooth words. Back when I was young, one of my favorite R&B groups was a band named War, and one of their most popular songs was titled Slipping into Darkness. The song had a nice bass groove and an easy, everybody-can-sing-along vocal line. Recently, I came across a YouTube video of an interview with one of the band members. He mentioned how, when they first started the band, his mother was concerned that he would fall prey to the dark temptations of the music industry, thus slip into darkness. Mama was worried about her son's future. There are some lyrics in the song that go something like this. When I heard my mother say, "You've been slipping into darkness. Pretty soon you're gonna pay." I imagine he reassured his mother that he was going to be okay. It was not his intention to stray from the values that would keep him out of trouble. But the dark temptations of the music industry, like any sin, are subtle, temporarily pleasing, but ultimately destructive. Most of us live out lives without the intention to outright sin against God. It's not until the consequences fall on us like a ton of bricks that we realize just how far we've fallen. Proverbs 7 is a classic example of someone slipping into darkness, i.e., falling into sin against God. Notice a few key events in the chapter. The adulteress sought out the simple young man outside her house. The word simple means naive, lacking judgment, or easily persuaded. The woman dressed seductively goes after the young man when he got close to her house. She aggressively seizes him. She stimulates his eyes, senses, and emotions while she has him in her grasp. She tries to convince him that he can get away with the sin without consequences. What area of your life are you open for easy persuasion? Are you open to people who will validate you in some way? Do you continually get seized by opportunities to lose your temper, gossip, be selfish, cause strife, lie, be ungrateful, arrogant, or abusive? What has your mind stimulated that is driving lust, unforgiveness, bitterness, or greed? 2 Timothy 3:1-5. Have you convinced yourself that you will not encounter any consequences associated with your sin? And if there are consequences, are you convinced that your sin will only affect you and no one else? If one or more things immediately come to mind, you are a prime candidate for the adulteress in that area of your life, regardless of your intentions. Make a decision to actively seek God's wisdom on a daily basis and make wisdom your intimate friend. And like any close friendship, it takes time and constant contact to gain intimacy. Intimacy with God's wisdom can keep you from slipping into darkness.